I met Miss Steloff the first day I came to work at the Gotham. She was 84 years old, and although she didn't own the place anymore, she still came downstairs to work every day. She lived on the third floor of the brownstone she owned there at 41 West 47th Street, otherwise known as the Diamond Street, in Midtown Manhattan. Whatever else Miss Steloff wore during the day, and it was usually something simple and comfortable, for instance, always bedroom slippers, she also always wore an apron, which she must have used like a handbag. I will always remember her change purse. She assigned me two tasks right away. First was the awning. I started work there in the spring of 1971, and Miss Steloff was ever mindful of the sun's harmful rays on the merchandise, the books, in the front window. She taught me how to roll it down and when to roll it up. She didn't like it open during a rainstorm. Its purpose was not to shield customers from the rain, but to protect the books from the sun. About 10 years ago, I had two awnings placed over my two front windows at my store in Lenox, and I stick to the same rules. Except there are times when I just want the sun on my own face of a summer afternoon, and I let the books in the window play second fiddle to my own selfish needs. My second task was a little less literary, or so it seemed at the time. Now that Miss Steloff and her pussycats belong to the ages, maybe it's time to put into perspective my daily afternoon chore. Everybody called her Miss Steloff, except for Andy Brown, the rare book dealer from Southern California who bought the shop from her a year or two before I arrived on the scene. He called her Frances, and their relationship was as unique as it was predictable. Frances was born on the last day of the calendar year in 1887 in Saratoga Springs, New York. She had one of those Charles Dickens childhoods, poor parents, early death of her mother, wicked stepmother, selling flowers to the summer tourists at the horse track during the short racing season, finally moving to the big city in her teens to seek her place in the sun. She lived in Brooklyn and worked a variety of jobs before landing one in a department store. A gruff supervisor called her over one day and told her to get over to the magazine rack and see what she could do about it. The girl who was supposed to run it was always late or missing. What follows is, of course, her life story, some of which I learned from her, some from the legends that naturally grew up around her.